With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson, inside for Elba.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Guys, we did our team list Tuesday yesterday afternoon, went to upload the file and then realized there was something wrong with it. So we lost all that audio. So I'm going to go back through the teams for you today. Probably won't be as detailed as what we usually do. But of course, you know, normally if I lost a team list Tuesday podcast, I wouldn't be overly concerned. But I just thought yesterday it was so crucial, all the stuff that happened and all the changes and some of the selections were just wild. So I'm going to go through them once again. Just a reminder, guys, we did drop our dream team with Isaac John Ice from YKTR last night. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and have a listen to it. I think it's some of the best content that we've ever put out. Next week, we've got another ball player. He played for the Penrith Panthers. He won a premiership as well. He's going to come on and give his dream team as well. So really looking forward to that one. We're going to have one every week moving forward here. We're going to make it a new theme, weekly theme. So looking forward to bringing you those dream teams. Make sure you go and have a listen to Isaac Johns. He obviously names his team. We also talk about this season and a lot of history of rugby league, which I think you guys will really enjoy. It was a chat that I absolutely loved. Now, round 20. Geez, we're getting on in this season very quickly. Kicks off on Thursday night with the Sydney Roosters taking on the Parramatta Eels. For the Roosters, a couple of changes here. Takiaho, he comes back in. Josh Morris returns. So does Adam Kieran. Adam Kieran, I think he's going to be key moving forward. I spoke about his X Factor a while ago, and he's a guy that I really love. I think he's a champion centre as well. Sorry, champion's probably a stretch, but I think he'll do really, really well in the centres for the Sydney Roosters. I think he's a guy that's going to become more and more important, because I'll tell you right now, if they have another injury in their backs, it is going to be carnage there. We're hearing a heap of names that are being thrown up from around this league. I'm hearing George Tafua. I'm hearing Jermaine Asako. I'm hearing Xavier Coates that the Roosters are looking to bring in the back end of the season. So stay tuned. The Roosters, they will be making moves, I would say. I think they have to now, realistically. Whatever moves the Roosters do make, keep an eye on your Supercoach draft comps there, because there could be opportunities to grab here, no doubt about it. You have got Takiaho. He's named in Jersey 17 this week, as he was last week. Whether he plays or not, God knows. We'll have to see how that plays out. For the Parramatta Eels, not a heap of changes here. Tommy Opacic, he returns with Will Penasini dropping out. You've also seen that Nia Corre's dropped out of this team as well. So not a heap of changes that are overly notable. Blake Ferguson still holding his spot. Mitch Moses hasn't returned yet. So Jake Arthur, he will remain in the 7 jersey for the Parramatta Eels. The West Tigers taking on the New Zealand Warriors on Friday at 6 p.m. And good God, there are some changes here. A heap of changes for the West Tigers. Moses Mbai, he moves to centre, which sees the young boy that made his debut a couple of weeks ago drop out. On top of that, you have, obviously, Sean Blore, he's come in on an edge as well, so Luke Garner's out of this team. Interesting with Sean Blore, I'm not convinced how many minutes he's going to get for the West Tigers moving forward. It's going to be interesting how that one plays out. Obviously, you've got Alex Twell that's returned on the bench, but more of a worry than anything for Sean Blore, you have got Michael Cheekham on the bench as well. So I think it's got potential, but don't dive too heavily on him, in my opinion. But see how it plays out. He's a guy that I was huge on in the preseason. I just think he's looked absolutely exhausted every time I've seen him on the field this year, and he hasn't had the opportunity to play reserve grade either. So a tough sort of situation for Sean Blore. I think Luciano Leilua will probably jump back up to 80 minutes here, and I think Sean Blore, he'll be rested a little bit more. So outside of that, no massive changes for the West Tigers. A couple of guys on their extended the bench. Obviously, Zach Sini returns there. Jake Simkin, the hooker there as well. I'm not expecting too many changes from this Tigers side. Over to the Warriors, and good gone. This is a Nathan Brown absolute special this week. Okay, take a deep breath. Here we go. The 5'8", and captain, after being ruled out for the season and putting in a really good rehab, is Peter Hiku out of absolutely nowhere. We spoke about him last week that you should go out and grab him because we thought he might sneak into the centres. Not only is he 5'8", he's captain of the team now, which is unbelievable. Crazy. I don't understand Nathan Brown sometimes, but hopefully Hiku absolutely brains it, kills it, kills it for my Supercoach team. That'd be sensational. Sean O'Sullivan, he wears the 7. Now, Otokolo, he's wearing the 9. I haven't really seen much of him, as I said, over the last few weeks. You've got your front rowers, Jermaine Tenor-Brown, who was playing for the Dragons last week on a loan deal, and Ben Murdoch-Masilla, who's played mostly edge, a little bit of middle, doesn't really have a huge motor in him. So interesting to see how that plays out. Eli Katoa, after being injured for the 15th time this month, for what it seems, is named to start again. Bailey Sirenin on the other edge. Josh Curran in jersey 13. Josh Curran's probably the pick of the bunch for me. Supercoach-wise, I think he's going to do really well. By some form of, I want to say, miracle, I don't understand how Cody Nikorima isn't in this starting team. He wears jersey 14. We obviously know that Nikorima probably won't be there next year, so maybe Nathan Brown's just taking an opportunity to have a look into the future. But, I mean, Peter Hicko's not going to be there next year either, so I don't know what to read into this. Bunty Afoa, Kane Evans, and Jazz Tavega on the bench as well. Another guy that I thought really should be in this starting team, in my opinion. But it's a delicate situation. They're missing a number of players. They only named 20 guys as well. So only got 3 reserves on there, and only one of them's played first grade. So Nathan Brown, he is in a tough situation. He's in a bit of a pickle. But yeah, very interesting team list there for the New Zealand Warriors. The late game on Friday night, we see the Brisbane Broncos taking on the Cowboys. Still no change in the halves. Brody Croft, Tyson Gamble. I'm a little bit surprised by it, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not sure what it's going to take for Brody Croft to jump out of this side. But anyway, Palacios starts in the front row. An interesting play there. You've obviously got Jordan Rickey holds his spot on an edge. Kobe Hetherington still wearing jersey 13. The interesting one, coming on the bench, Danny Levi. So if you are a Jake Turpin owner in draft, that's not great signs for you. Danny Levi being there hurts. The makeup of the rest of the bench is Reece Kennedy, Ethan Bullimore, and TC Rabadi. I actually really like that bench, to be honest with you. You've obviously got Jesse Arthurs, you've got Albert Kelly that's on the extended bench, so is Xavier Coates. So a heap of talent there that could come in for a number of guys, but we're hearing that Xavier Coates won't come in this week. I wouldn't be shocked if he's left the club by next week, to be honest with you. And if he gets an opportunity to go to the Roosters or the Melbourne Storm, crazy to turn that down. For the Cowboys, Jake the Snake Granville, coming off a sensational game at fullback on the weekend, he holds the number 1 jersey. So good on Jake. A lot of people could get at him, myself included. Absolutely brained it. Good on him. As far as the rest of the team goes, no other real changes. Ben Hampton comes in on the bench. He wears jersey 17, but no other major changes for the North Queensland Cowboys. Lachlan Burr on the extended bench. Peter Holler, I don't think there'll be many changes to that Cowboys side, though, to take on the Brisbane Broncos on Friday night. Super Saturday kicks off with the St. George Illawarra Dragons taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And this Dragons team, I'm just going to read it to you because a heap of changes once again, a heap of shocks. Tyrell Sloan at fullback. Matty Fiagai on one wing. He was unreal last week. Scored about 79 Supercoach points, one to keep an eye on. Gerard Beale, he's on the other side. Your centres are Amoni and Corey Norman, two guys that for me are out and out halves or 5'8s playing in the centres. An interesting move there. We have seen it work for other teams this year, though. Of course, Bud Sullivan, he wears the 6, and Benny Hunt in the 7. Josh Kerr up front with Farmasuli, and Andrew McCulloch wears jersey 9. Second row, Billy Burns on one edge, Tyrell Fuimayano on the other edge with Tariq Sims wearing jersey 13. Obviously a couple of guys here that could be relevant Supercoach wise, but just keep in mind that there are a number of guys that are serving their suspension this week. This isn't going to be the makeup of the team moving forward. On the bench, Adam Clune, Jaden Hunt, Jackson Ford, and Kate Ellis. So not a heap diving out to me there. Extended bench, you've got Cody Ramsey, who's been dropped, Matt Dufty, who's been dropped, Jordan Piera, that's not on the side, and Braden Viliami. I'm actually not sure if some of these guys are maybe serving their suspension this week and they've just been named because they don't have numbers. I'm not sure. But Cody Ramsey, obviously not a great defensive effort against David Fifita last week. But, I mean, you played him at centre. Like, fuck, what were you expecting, you know? What were you expecting to happen? He's not a centre, let's be perfectly honest here. So, interesting moves by the St. George Illawarra Dragons there. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, No huge changes here. Campbell Graham, he does return, which is good to see. The wings are Josh Mansour and Jackson Paulo once again. Tane Milne has missed out on selection here. He drops out of the team completely, which hurts a lot of Supercoach players out there. Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds have been named, thankfully. Damien Cook off a big game last week at 9. The edges are still Kulamantangi, Jaden Sewer, Jai Arrow wears jersey 13. Obviously, Cam Murray.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Not in this side at the moment. No massive things there. Tane Milne misses out, which really hurts a lot of people. Just keep an eye on jersey 19, Davey Mowale, a guy that played SG Ball this year and absolutely killed it. I think he played a bit of cup footy as well, but a guy with a big future, in my opinion. Really good front rowers. Keep an eye on him. Blake Taff in jersey 14 as well. No Benji Marshall yet for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. After that, we have the Newcastle Knights taking on the Raiders on Saturday night. For the Knights, a couple of big ins. Bradman Best headlines it in jersey 4. Good to see him back in the centres. Still no sign of Mitch Pearce, unfortunately. The Saifidi brothers up front. Frizzell and Barnett out on the edges with Watson holding his spot in jersey 13. David Clemmer returns this week on the bench as well. So four forward bench. You've got Suaso Su, David Clemmer, Josh King, Brody Jones. Not great for the Saifidi brothers and Connor Watson, if you're owners of those fellas. Mitch Pearce is named in the 21, so you could potentially see him come back. I hadn't noticed him yet. So Mitch Pearce is in the 21, so he could come into the outside. So watch how that goes. If he does come in, all of a sudden, I think the Knights are probably worth a punt just quietly. I think Sportsbet's got him at about $2.30. Now, if you get some idea that he might be coming in, might be worth a punt. But this Canberra Raiders side, they found some good form recently, so it's hard to get a read on what's happening there. Rapana still at fullback, got Harley Smith-Shields on one wing. Jack Whiten returns in the 6. Good to see. Sammy Williams holds on to the 7th jersey. Josh Papali starts in the front row with Emre Guler. He's been really good recently, Emre Guler. I've been very impressed with him. Elliot Whitehead returns in the 2nd row as well with Hudson Young wearing jersey 13. So a good little win for Hudson Young there. Bench is still Starling, Matty Tomoko, C.S. Oliola, and Joey Tappanay there. Extended bench, Bailey Simonson is back there. Duna Masili, Ryan James, Matty Frawley. So plenty of talent for this Canberra Raiders side. Might be a few changes there, but stay tuned for those. Melbourne Storm, big news. Cameron Munster returns, which is sensational for them. Backline is Nico Hines, Irema, Rima Smith, Justin Olam, and Josh Adokar. Halves are still Munster and Jerome Hughes. Brandon Smith still starts at 9. We've got Aaron Penne on the bench, Tui Kamakamika, Chris Lewis, and of course Pappy. Big news though, you have got Harry Grant in jersey 19, so potentially could see him come onto this bench. It'll be interesting to see, though, what they do. They'll probably drop Chris Lewis, and then you're running with Pappy and Harry Grant on your bench against the Penrith Panthers. Would be a very interesting play, dare I say. Felice Kafusi and Kenny Bromwich back on the edges for these guys as well. So if Grant does play, I think it's a bit of a strange move in this game, to be honest with you, but we'll see how it plays out. For the Penrith Panthers, Dylan Edwards at fullback and the skipper this week of the Penrith Panthers for the first time, so congratulations to Dill. Charlie Staines on one wing, Robert Jennings on the other one, one to keep an eye on your waiver wires, as is Brent Naden, who's in the centres. Matty Burton goes to 6, a good little win for all the Supercoach owners there. Jerome Luai wears the 7. James Fisher-Harris is out for 2 weeks, obviously 2 to 3 weeks, I think it is. So Moses Leota and Liam Martin starts. Liam Martin, another guy to keep an eye on your waivers wire. Could be a decent little punt there. Mitch Kenny wears jersey 9. Kickout and Cable on the edges with Matty Eisenhuth in jersey 13. It's always hard to get a read with Matt Eisenhuth how many minutes he's going to actually play. If he plays 55+, you can probably lock him in for a 50-point score, but always hard to get a read on how he's going to play and how many minutes he's going to play, especially when you look at this bench. There's a number of really handy forwards on this bench as well. Isaac Targo is a guy that can sort of play out in the centres or in the second row as well, so hard to get a read on how they're going to use him. I would suggest you're probably not looking at Matty Eisenhuth this week. Another guy that's on their bench is Scott Sorensen. If something happens that he ends up starting, which wouldn't shock me, keep an eye on him. He's been playing really well lately, been very, very impressive. So big test for the Penrith Panthers up against the Melbourne Storm, missing a lot of troops there. Devastating for this game. Sunday afternoon, we've got two games kicking off with the Canterbury Bulldogs at 2 p.m. taking on the Gold Coast Titans. For the Canterbury Bulldogs, a couple of changes here. Obviously, Kyle Flanagan, he starts in jersey 7, so we see Lachlan Lewis drop out of this side. Gus did say during the week he wants to see what Flano's got, so this is a good opportunity for him. They've named Luke Thompson. He has, of course, copped a 3-game suspension overnight, so you will not see Luke Thompson for a few weeks, which is really going to sting Supercoach owners moving forward. Corey Waddell holds onto his edge spot. Adam Elliott returns on the other edge with Josh Jackson wearing jersey 13. Bench stays the same as last week, I believe. Extended bench. He's still got Lachlan Lewis there, Joey Stimson. I'm not expecting any changes to that team, though. For the Gold Coast Titans, Greg Marshew holds onto his spot on the wing. Isan Masters comes into the side for Patrick Herbert. Outside of that, I think it stays the same. Toby Sexton holds onto his 7 jersey still. But you have got Jamal Fogarty in the extended squad as well. So interesting to see how that plays out. You've got Anthony Don there as well. So a bit of pressure on Greg Marshew. The only change is that David Fifita comes into the starting team. Interesting to see if they change that to the bench once again this week. Hopefully last week was a bit of a wake-up call for him. We see the best out of him this week. The Cronulla Sharks take on the Manly Seagulls at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. For the Cronulla Sharks, a couple of big ins to their squad, a couple of outs as well. Of course, Sean Johnson's not in this team now, a big loss there. And you've got Connor Tracy moving into the 6 jersey. Hopefully he actually gets to fucking play there this week, because I've called it a few times. It's going to be really exciting to see him play in the halves. Unfortunately, he gets his opportunity against the Manly Seagulls. Going to be a very tough gig. They're playing some great footy at the moment. But good to see these two young Sharkies, Braden Trindle and Connor Tracy. Good to see them take their opportunities. Aiden Tolman returns in the front row. Massive for the Cronulla Sharks there. Your back rowers are Britton Okora and Sifa Talakai. Still no sign of Tyg Wilton. Your bench is Hamlin Rinelli, Royce Hunt, Jack Williams, and Andrew Fifita. Extended bench is interesting, though. Matty Moylan is obviously there. He's available. And Luke Metcalf, a guy that I would love to see give some minutes over the next few weeks. I think he's got potential to have a big impact on this team next year. For the Manly Seagulls, only changes here are Josh Alloa is out and Sean Kepi is gone as well. I think he's actually left the bubble. I think he had a child the other day, so he's left. That's a big loss for them. Manly Seagulls, the back line is exactly the same. Paseka and Marty Tapau, Olakotoa Schuster, Jake Trbojevic. Forward pack's the same. Just on the bench, see a couple of changes. Probably the biggest news is jersey 16. Curtis Sirenin returns to first grade. So good to see Curtis back. He's taken a long time to get back. And unfortunately, he's given some young stars a really good go at sizing out his jersey, and fuck me, haven't they done a good job? It's going to be interesting to see if Curtis is able to get that spot back over the next few weeks, especially out on the right edge, because the fellow that's taken his spot, he has been unreal. So I never thought there was a chance that Curtis Sirenin wouldn't be the starting right back rower in this team this year, but wow, I think he's going to struggle to get that jersey back, to be perfectly honest with you. Guys, that's all of our teamless wrap-up from last night. Sorry it's a little bit late. We tried to get the audio out yesterday. Didn't quite work for us. Plenty more content coming today, guys. Stay tuned on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.